A Rutgers University history professor plans to relocate to Europe with his family after receiving threats related to a petition to get him fired. A group of students claims the professor endorses political violence against conservatives. WHYY's Alan News spoke to the historian, as well as to those who want him gone, and has this report.
Historian Mark Bray studies the political left. He wrote a book called The Anti-Fascist Handbook in 2017, documenting anti-fascist movements from the 20th century to the present. Bray writes in the introduction that the book is, quote, an unabashedly partisan call to arms that aims to equip a new generation of anti-fascists with the history and theory necessary to defeat the resurgent far right, end quote. Bray gave many interviews about his book and his research. He started teaching at Rutgers in 2019. After the recent killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, President Trump declared the anti-fascist movement a domestic terrorist organization, even though there is no legal mechanism for how to designate domestic terror groups. Since then, a group of Rutgers students organized a campaign against Bray. They argue that he does not just document the tactics of anti-fascist movements, he endorses them. Michael Joseph is the former president of the Rutgers chapter of Turning Point USA, a national conservative group founded by Charlie Kirk, and helped organize the petition to get Bray fired.
He writes in his book, word for word, that collective self-defense, direct action is justified and a ethical and competent tactic against fascism. And he writes in another book that Trump and MAGA are fascists, like 1+1. I mean, it's just as simple as that.
Joseph says Bray endorses violence against conservatives like him, and therefore he feels unsafe with Bray on campus. Bray says he has never been part of the anti-fascist movement himself, and that if what he teaches and researches can lead to him being dismissed, then that threatens academic freedom.
I have conservative students in my class. They love me. I love to hear what they have to say. We have good debates and arguments and conversations. It's no problem whatsoever. I'm not there to indoctrinate. I'm there to teach.
Bray says that since the petition, he has received death threats, including some with his home address, which is why he will move with his family to Europe for a few months and teach all his classes online. He says what he is experiencing is part of a broader conservative effort to shut down discourse on college campuses.
And they're trying to systematically destroy academic freedom, destroy the university system, or rework it in their own image by making it so that these are spaces that can only basically promote the kinds of ideas that they agree.
Joseph, for his part, says he does not support anyone who harasses or threatens Bray.
I just wish he would just denounce his old views. That's all we wanted. Or just for him to not work in a university where he advocates political violence.
The Rutgers Faculty Union released a statement supporting Bray. The university did not respond to a request for comment. There has since been a petition to get Turning Point USA off the Rutgers campus. That petition has more signatures than the one to get Bray fired. Alan Yu, WHYY News.